All right. Welcome to, I think this is 12th. No, it's the 13th. Welcome to our 13th meeting of the Art of Channeling Collective. And you all know the pattern of what we're doing here. And I do want to make an announcement before we get going with all of this. And I don't think it applies to anybody here, but I'm saying this for the recording. That thank you to all of you who've re-signed up based on my mistake in the payments. And I think that's everyone here is taking care of that. But for those of you, if you're watching the replay and you haven't yet taken care of your payment, would you please do that? That's come in emails. And by, I don't honestly, I was thinking about this before I got online. You know me, I don't want to be threatening, but by next month, if everyone hasn't caught up, I'm just going to assume you don't want to be part of it anymore. And so I'll just take you off the list. So does that sound nice enough way to say it? So by next month, and it really would just apply maybe to some of the people who aren't here as regularly and maybe hearing this live. Okay, so just want to kind of wrap up that business part of it. And all right, let's see, what else did I? Okay, it must not have made it onto my list. I had a kind of emergency family call right before this call. I think there was another announcement I had. It's not, it didn't get on my list. So I will. If it pops back in, I'll share it later. In the meantime, we're going to start off today with sharing, celebrating what's been going on with your channeling, what's been going on. And I'm not trying to separate it out, but it does feel a little more distinct in terms of if you've been diving into mediumship. Or anything, what's been going on? If anything. Yeah, Andrea.
I kind of forgot about the mediumship part. But I noticed that when I open a sphere now, it's like looking into a crystal ball and something, I'm watching something happening inside of it. It's just been really amazing. Well, for instance, Shirley's horse popped in to work on, Shirley had a fall and to work on her knees. And I could see it with its hoofs on her knees, giving her healing. And then, for instance, where we were, Reet had asked for some spheres for family, and the family the baby popped in, and it was showing me doing all sorts of things to help with the family situation.
Is anyone else hearing Andrea? She's frozen on my end. Okay.
She froze,
Oh,
but
did she?
I will
Oh.
continue. She, thank you for saying that because it was amazing that vision you had last night of Lily.
Nice.
Yeah, it was. But anyway, when I finally finished watching this unfold, this little voice says, "You can send your sphere now." And I went, "Oh, okay."
Beautiful.
But it's been really interesting.
Nice. Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else? Yeah, Candace, go ahead.
Now I'm not remembering what the last one was about, but I do remember the part about attunements. And one thing I started doing is that, and I may have just started doing it today or last night, I don't remember when, but maybe I was doing a little bit before that, but I'll do a sphere. So I guess today is the day of spheres and channeling coming together.
I
But
get it.
I'm doing a sphere, and then I started asking for attunements to help to release the pattern in me so I can allow the sphere to fully work. And it's been so cool. And it's like, I'll ask for one and then ask for another. And that, it feels like little adjustments happening and then like releasing and moving and like a re, it's just supporting me in a way that I need a little extra, a little extra support and guidance to move, like massage it or move it or whatever, you know, obviously there's no language for what's happening, but all of that so that the sphere can fully immerse in my system, like we've been talking about, like going fully in your body, and it is able to go that much more deeply into my consciousness. And I just am enjoying the combination of the two together.
Great. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyone else want to share what's going on or questions or, oh, yes, Elizabeth.
So part of the share you already know, because I kind of shared last night, is the fact that Mother Mary is popping in more. And I get the sense that I need to be more consciously connecting with her. Even as I'm talking about it, I'm starting to get like welled up. I think she's here to help, and she's here for me right now if I choose to reach out and do that, which I want to do. But one of the other things I wanted to share that has happened recently is I've been wanting to kind of clear my decks of some of the things that I've gotten into. And so that I have.
That sounds like trouble.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. I know.
I've gotten into trouble.
I got into trouble. Well, some people might see it as that. But sometimes I get, like I do a bit of network marketing with my uncle and some other things like that. And I've been working at trying to step out of it. And the biggest challenge for me has been, because it's with my uncle, if I don't do it with him, then I don't hear from him. So it was about the connection.
Mm.
And so I've been working on that and kind of trying to get to a place where I can let it, where I can let it go. This has got nothing to do with him. And ironically enough, about 2 weeks ago, and because he and I are both very strong-willed, and every now and again we can butt heads, and we had a little argument. And it was interesting because it caught a little heated, and then we kind of go our own ways and we don't talk for a few days. But for me, what was perfect about it is it was the break. For whatever reason, the connection.
Thank you.
And now it's like, I'm free to let it all go. And so since then, I've been able to actually say to him, you know what? I'm not doing network marketing anymore. I don't really do it anyways. I like the products. I order it. I share it with a few people, but I've never been any good at building a downline. So I've been able to share that with him, and he's always been great. And he just says, okay, and keeps going. So it's never been him. So I love that that's happening, and it's smoothing out my deck so that I have more time to focus on my coaching business, my clients, and this stuff. So it gives me that time to then sit down for half an hour and channel Mother Mary or whatever that might be. So I'm really excited. And I have one other little project that ends this week. And then I'm cutting that and letting it go and just fulfilling my obligation. And it'll be done this week. So that's two of them out of the way. And I'm like, yes, that's freeing up some valuable time for me. So I'm very excited about that. And then we get to move forward.
Congratulations. And also these things free up headspace. You know, they free up our time and maybe energy but I don't know about all of you, but you know, the things that we let go of, I let go of something today too. And like, I'm just like, whoa, yes. And because it was something that was also starting to create, it's a group that I joined and, you know, to Ishtara's point from last night is like, where do you want to spend your energy, basically? And it's like, well, there's just so much drama there. And when I sit there, it's like, do I really want to grow drama in my life? And it's like, no, And so that letting go, it's again, it's, yeah, it creates free time, and it also creates freedom in your head.
Most importantly, freedom in my head. That's the bigger piece. Because that frees up time too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it gives us more energy and resiliency. Yeah. Yeah. Good job. And I think these are the types of things, honestly, that were talked about coming about after the eclipse. I mean, it doesn't have to happen immediately after. It's, you know, it's a season. It's like this new frequency. And so letting go of things can be part of that, moving into that more authentic experience of ourselves. Congratulations. Carol, I saw your hand up.
Yeah, I just had just found out today after we were doing our spheres group. And long story short, my son has returned home from his appointment in Dallas, and he's pretty sure that he's going to be able to work fully remote. In the, you know, so he can be home. And at first I was kind of hurt because I had seen his wife and the grandkids on Saturday and she didn't mention anything. Well, she just found out Friday night that he was coming home from Dallas, like driving home. So he got there on Sunday. And so I just said, well, you know, whatever. And then I just thought, okay, because of the Ishtara conversations yesterday, I said, yes, I can choose to either dwell in, well, why didn't they call me? Or I can choose to say, oh, that's great. I don't have to go up twice a week anymore to pick up the kids. And I have some free time to, you know, it's freeing up my schedule for some other stuff that I need to get done down the road that is coming up. So it's, and it's, you know, it's with my house. So yeah, I need to be around and whatever, but it was kind of like, just look at it. It freed you up. And that's a big yay. So it, you know, kind of had to talk it through. For some of us, talk therapy works really great in processing. But I just feel like so much better. I don't know how many times from last night to this afternoon, referencing the information that we got last night, you know, in terms of choice, what we want things to be.
Where we want to spend our energy, right?
Yes, focus, yes.
Yeah. So this is a universal sphere class we have going on right now.
Well, but
poor Mireille was not there, and she doesn't know what we're talking about.
Oh, but it works together too.
No, it does. It does.
I mean, because a lot of the stuff is, it comes in. Okay, this is, you have choices, and they'll even say, "Well, look, you have freedom. You don't have to be up there and worry about XYZ things."
So, who wants to give Mireille the summary from Ishtara last night? What was that?
Of last night's call?
Yeah. Just so she's caught up, because she's the only one who wasn't there. So this entire thing has been about the universal sphere, which is okay, but she's not going to be able to track it with everyone else. And it wasn't about the universal sphere. It was Ishtara's message.
Right. And it, okay, part of her message is taking the time for us to focus on what we want to experience, but also looking at strategies. And some of the strategies come through channel messages or options or visions. And it's kind of like the small steps, like the fried chips versus, or the freeze-dried or air-fried chips versus the fried chips, or making little baby steps so that you can ensure attaining your goal or what you desire to happen, or choosing not to be in a funk or be upset about something. You can choose, okay, what do I want to experience right now? and making those choices. So if you decide the option is joy or feeling freedom or what, you know, positive other energies you want, it's all about that. So we have a whole list of options, and also about abundance too, experiencing abundance.
One of the things that she talked about also, just to catch you up, Mira, is that, you know, the idea that we've all heard is that whatever we put our attention to, it means our energy is going there and that's going to grow. So she was asking the question, what do you want to grow? And also some of the things that we get involved in or get, you know, spun out about, or, you know, like, is this what I want to grow more of? And it's not about sweeping it under the rug, but again, like Carol was saying, like, where's the choice in it? Well, if I don't want to grow this, what do I want to grow? Let me make that choice of what do I want to grow, and then make choices, not even necessarily about how you're doing spheres. It could be, but also about feeling that in any given moment. It's like me walking away from this group I did today. It was like, do I want to grow more of that? I just suddenly felt like, why? Like, this is, it's not serving me. I'm not happy. Everyone's frustrated. And and honestly, I felt like very neutrally, they can keep doing that if they want. Like, that's absolutely fine. But it's just not where I want to spend the currency of my energy, especially from the point of view that wherever my attention is, it's growing whatever's there. So that was a big thread. At least I know, see, you guys hear it differently than I experience it. So correct me if I'm wrong. That's what I felt like was a significant part of the message last night also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree. That's right on point, Holly. Yeah. Does that sound?
Yeah.
Does my sound better, Holly?
Oh, yes, it does. 100%.
It got clicked off of the external mic and was operating on the internal mic. That's why it was different.
Okay. Yeah. And it was different last night and tonight. I meant to mention it last night, but I just thought I better mention it now because you might be on other calls. It just sounded like you were in a tinny box in the back corner. And I know you don't normally sound like that on Zoom. So, okay. Well, all right.
Reed, I do want to share just to, Kanishko, I want to share a little bit. So while we were on the call and Ishtar was answering questions, my daughter called me last night and crying that something's not going on well and with between her and her husband. So it was like, thank you for, I knew something was going on, but I thanked her for asking for help. And so as soon as we got off, I was texting, dig, 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 red alert, spheres, and the channeling part of it that came back through was like Andrea's amazing vision and Teresa's amazing vision and the beautiful words. And, you know, and I kind of relayed some of that to my daughter that, like, you have support. You are not alone in this. I know you're trying to be a superwoman, but you aren't. And so, and also what you talked about, your feet, that you do a sphere for your feet, and if not, your feet aren't going to miraculously be good in the morning. It's like you're going to see the sign that you've driven past 400 times that's going to help you. So it's like the solution energy is being poured in to their situation, and I'm trusting that things will blossom from there. They will find the better tools they work. But it was like that was a lid on it until she opened the lid. And it's like, boom, okay, we can start pouring in some of this solution energy, some of this support, you know, called silent unity. They're my go-to, like, pray for 30 days for my daughter and her husband. Okay, on it, chick, chick. So it's like, thank you for the universal spheres. Thank you. It's made my life, so, because I could have stewed. What am I going to do? My daughter, my poor daughter, you know, and I feel like we have such valuable tools and a group of friends to work them together. So it's like, amazing. Thank you. Cool. And channeling is in there because the messages that come through are wonderful.
Well, the reality is all of our energy work we do is channeling also.
Yes, yes, yes. So blessings.
Right. The, you know, the Reiki, the pranic healing, the, you know, we could go on and on. It's all massage therapy. You're still channeling energy. We're just always channeling energy. That's why I want to break the definition open of what it is. I did an interview today and it's just like,
Oh, nice.
You know, like, let's break open this definition of channeling.
But that idea that the energy for is the most important, and there might be a sprinkle of words, and that's okay, but that energy of Mother Mary coming through, the energy of the healing angels, whatever we're bringing through, that's the important part. So that's, it's really, I'm very happy. I'm very excited about the world right now. Like, shit's hitting the fan, and that's cool.
Yeah. Thank you for all that. Let's see, Carol.
I just wanted to acknowledge how much more energy is coming through when I'm doing channeling. This last channeling practice, which was on Monday for us, I was doing channeling work, and Archangel Raphael came in and he gave words and his beautiful presence. But then it didn't feel like Mother Mary to me, but it was another person that works with him. I don't know. But the energy that came through from my side of it was very strong, and just it, she wasn't giving me words, but she was sending the energy, and it was very strong and beautiful energy.
Great. That's awesome. Candace.
You just inspired me, Carol, to share this. I've been really connecting with the whales at a whole nother level, and to the point where I don't know if you really talk about it like this, Holly, but that you're partnering with Ishtara or the High Council. You do use that word? Okay.
I don't know if I do. That's how I feel.
That's how you feel. Okay. Okay, cool. So Laura uses that word more, I think, because like that Buddha is her business, her like part teaching partner. I mean, because she's physical, so maybe it's like a word to use in that situation, but also like partnering with the whales. And I just was like, I'm ready to let go. I'm just giving it up. You know, in a way it's like, whales, I'm here. And so like opening up to that, I mean, it's just a really big deal for me. Like, it's like, I can say this, but this is actually a really huge opening for me to partner with the whales. Mm-hmm. And to open up to them supporting, and it's more than just the whales, because I feel like I'm opening to Ishtara and High Council Orion through you, through meeting them. Like, I feel so safe with those three groups, with the dolphins, the whales, the dragons, and then Ishtara. Like, through you and Lori, I've cultivated this connection. So I'm like, okay, you're my people. And so I just, I'm just opening up to the guidance and support at that next level. And I guess they'll open up to, I feel like the dragons are, I just feel such a connection with them. So I want to deepen that as well. And, but I've been, it's been opening up to them guiding on how do I write the emails when I'm writing for the group sessions that I'm offering or whatever else I'm offering, just letting them give me the words. Cause I get so nervous sometimes. I'm like, I don't know what to say. And I get in my head and I'm like, I can't like speak. I get so nervous sometimes because all my anxieties are coming up of sharing myself or whatever. And then I'm just like, let them give me the words. And I'm like, oh, that's great. Thank you. And then also just opening to them of bringing me the right people and kind of partnering with them for, or, you know, all the beings I'm working with to create my business when I'm doing the Universal Spirit class, starting to open to Ishtara more to help me teach and create my classes and just opening up, yeah, to all of it at that next level. That it's real. It's not just something I connect to. I think you talked about this, Holly, of like it's being an everyday, all the day connection. And I'm just ready to open. I'm like, I'm a little nervous about it because it's a huge deal in a way, but it's also so amazing and so there's so much potential in it.
It becomes natural when you allow it to happen. I mean, it is like a threshold you cross to just open up to being more. You know, I remember Paul and I driving down the road, and you've probably heard these stories before. We'd be driving down the road. We always had these very metaphysical, esoteric conversations wherever we went all the time. And, you know, suddenly it's like I'm saying what I'm saying, but it's like, I know this is Ishtara talking, or I know it's the High Council of Orion. And so then I identify it. but we're having the conversation, but I tell him, like, you know, this is all Ishara. And it, like, it's fun. It's not, I don't want to walk around embodying Ishara all the time. I don't want to walk around, you know, in High Council of Orion mode all the time, but they're always there, always.
Wow.
But that's evolved. And like, and you've all heard me say that, like, I don't, and I don't know, it'd be weird if I ever started doing the trance channeling. I really don't want, like, I have zero interest in it. I have as much interest in trance channeling as I do as jumping out of a plane, which is this much, ever. Unless the plane's going down and that's the only thing that's going to survive, I will not jump out of an airplane. That does not sound like fun, and neither does trance channeling to me. But you know, it's like life threatening, right? I just don't want. And if it does feel life threatening to me, I'm not afraid of it, but just like, no, not going to do that with the trance channeling. So, you know, this evolution. Sorry, I went on too much of a tangent there, but this evolution of us as channels, it keeps going and growing, and knowing that we always can be the definer of it. You know, and I think subconsciously, or maybe consciously, sometimes these thresholds that we cross are really about our sense of how much control am I going to have?
Yeah.
Definitely. And you know, am I going to lose control? Is it going to be too much? And because one of the things I was just going to say is that, like, you all know, I don't trance channel. And so, and when Ishtar first came through, she wanted in my body. I didn't know who she was at that point. She just was a very huge energetic presence. She felt like she was 12 feet tall. And, you know, she described herself as a ancient Egyptian warrior priestess. And like, I felt like that. I mean, and she was so loud. I think I'm quieter now when I channel her, but she was so loud and strident and kind of scary. Not mean, but just like so energetic. And she wanted in my body and went, oh, no. So she's not in my body that way, but she's always in me. I mean, now, and it's a subtlety that I can't really effectively describe, but she's always here all the time. I just have to like shift my focus, and that can be possible for all of you if you want.
Yeah.
But see, we can channel whether we do that or not. And it's just what it has evolved. I made no choice around it. Like, it wasn't one day she sat down and said, oh, you know, let's create a deeper connection. It just evolved because we've spent so much time together. But what I do like also about what's been said here too is this, you know, this idea that of, you know, really asking. I think as humans, and this has come up a lot for me in my Akashic Records work and in my personal Akashic Records work and my personal channeling, is like, you don't ask for help enough.
Mm.
You don't ask. And there's no blame. I'm making it sound like they're chastising me, but it's just like, it's kind of like, we're here.
Yeah.
Here. Hello.
Yeah. And
you think they have said this to me. You think you're supposed to be doing all this on your own.
Wow.
You do not need to do this all on your own. You can ask and we can help. But, you know, there's this universal law. They can't help without asking. With that, because they're not here to usurp our free will and our sense of choice in our experience. So that's where the asking comes in. Yeah. You know, because I've had people say, well, they know I'm having a hard time. Why aren't they coming and why aren't they responding? You know, like, you know, I might have a session with a client and talking about their guides. And it's like, you got to ask. We got to ask. That's the least we can do, right?
Yeah. Can I ask one question around that then? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you, because when you said the releasing control, I was like, that's what's stopping me from taking it to the next level for myself, is that mm-hmm. fear of like of that moment of letting go. Do you have any suggestions around how to ease that process?
I would ask them to help you move through it in a way that feels safe and comfortable for you.
Okay.
I mean, that sounds overly simplistic, but that's what I would do. Or if you're feeling anxious, like a lot of the stuff is like below the level of consciousness. We just know something's there, but we don't really know what it is. But if we, you know, if you get aware that like I'm feeling resistance or I'm feeling afraid, or, you know, just sit in that deeper moment, but invite whoever you're working with, you know, if you're working with the whales and the dolphins, and ask them to come in and help you understand what resistance it is. And, you know, if there's a benefit to releasing it, then ask them to help.
That sounds really great. Because it's like putting my feet in the water. Once I'm in, I love swimming, but it's so hard for me to make that transition into that cold water. And it feels like that. So maybe they can help me get into the water.
Well, and, you know, I don't know that I talk about this much, at least not in these groups. Is, you know, as human beings, transitions are challenging. A lot of us have trouble with transitions. And they're the obvious ones of like, I'm changing my job. And we'd all say, yeah, that makes sense, that would be activating or upsetting or stressful. But some of us have trouble with the transition of going to bed and waking up.
Yeah.
Getting out the door on time, changing in relationship status. And I'm not talking about whether you're married or with an intimate partner. I mean, like, my friend's not talking to me as much, or I need to pull back, or like, start becoming aware of how you navigate transitions. Or I had a plan with somebody and they just canceled it, and it really maybe is more devastating for you than, or unsettling, destabilizing. As human beings, we have trouble with transitions. And at some point, I'm going to do a talk about this, but I'll just tell you, some of it, I'm not going to say all of it, some of it has to do with birth energy or death energy. What happened when we came in? It might have been this lifetime. It might have been another.
Oh, gosh.
The way we came in or the way we exit. And obviously, if we're having this conversation, it's not how you're exiting in this lifetime.
Right. And that some people have actually transitioned to come back.
No, some. Yeah. Yeah. But aside from the near death experiences, you know, the idea that transitions are something that we don't really talk much about, but a lot of us have trouble with them.
Yeah.
And a lot of that you do. And
yeah, it's huge.
My daughter does too. And I'm not saying anything against her, but ever since she was tiny, if I knew something was happening, do not surprise her with anything. Like, you better tell her a week ahead of time about what's going to happen. Yeah. Now, she might still have a fit, but by the time you get to it, she's fine. But I had to really learn that with her. She was my third. It's like, wait, what are we doing here? I the boys weren't that way. I should say, not boys. They're going to be 38 and 40 any day now. Like, they're not boys. But, you know, my sons didn't have trouble with that. But so, and these are transitions. And she had an interesting birth.
Mm.
You know, 10 and a half pounds born at home. Anyway, intentionally born at home, by the way. That wasn't like, oh, my labor was so fast that she was born at home. But, you know, the midwife said, you know, I might have broken her collarbone pulling her out of you. Mm-hmm. Make sure when the doctor, she said, she was a naturopath also. She said, I don't think I broke her collarbone, but please make sure they check. I mean, like, it was something to get her out. And she was 10 days late, or after her due date. she was right on her time schedule. But, you know, the point is that that was a trend. These are transitions and they're real and they create an imprint. So just open up to that in the world of let it settle in. One day, I'm going to talk more about it. It's interesting.
Wow.
So, and
Molly,
and
that's the other part. Giving birth to something can be quite interesting as well. So you were what she squeezed through that, broke that collarbone against. Like, oh my God.
Thank God I'm a big woman. You know, I'm not huge, but like I'm 5'8". And so like, thank God my two daughters-in-law who are 5 feet tall, that would not have worked.
Mm-hmm.
Not have worked. But anyway, so, you know, something to think about with all of this stuff. And, you know, sometimes we need to be, I know this isn't directly related to channeling, but it's something you could explore with your channeling work if you just sort of open up to it. And well, that isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I've done some work on it in the Akashic Records. It's fascinating. But anyway, I guess we can say it's in the realm of channeling because Akashic Records is channeling. We're going to catch everything into the channeling umbrella today. But just totally aside, I have dragons. I don't talk about them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I just don't talk about them. Obviously, I am now. I have dragons. And I have dragons who take care of baby dragons. And that's apparently unusual. So I have like little dragon nursery.
In your house? Sorry.
Energetically with me all the time.
Wow. I love dragons. This is so new for me.
Cool. I just don't talk about them at all. But I will tell you can I tell you an interesting story about dragons? So I've always loved dragons, but I like anything magical and mystical and, you know, fairies and gnomes and all, like, you know, like Avalon is my homeland. So anyway, I'm in line. This is living in Grass Valley. I'm in line at the grocery store and there's a man ahead of me in line who clearly is not really okay. And he's trying to pay for the food he has with like a food stamp card. And he doesn't have enough money. And he and the cashier are having a hard time. And I just intuitively thought, like, I'm just going to pay for his groceries. Like, this man needs his groceries. He needs a lot more than his groceries. Like, you could tell life was not easy for him. Whatever it was, it's like, I was literally stepping forward to say, let me pay the difference, please. And not because I was in a rush to get out. This man needed help. I wanted him to have all of his food and not put any back. There wasn't that much of it anyway. And my sort of master dragon is a black dragon. And I literally felt this black dragon stand in front of me and said, no. And I was like, whoa. And I didn't. And I felt badly, but it was so clear. It's like there was something there that you're not going to do that. I don't know if it was going to make me unsafe or I was keeping that man from learning or experiencing something he had to learn. I have no idea, but it was absolutely clear as if it happened in the 3D.
Yeah.
It was wild. It's one of those, like, I'm never going to forget that experience. Yeah. Yeah. Carol, go ahead. Not quite on mute. Okay.
Yeah, there. Well, this is slightly different in that at least twice I've been able to visualize dragons, and they were always Reet's older brother. And I was at his house, and I turned, he was in the kitchen doing dishes or something, and I came in and was talking to him. And then I kind of turned to the side and then looked back. And all of a sudden, he had become like a red dragon. He had the scales, the tail, his little arms. And I was just rubbing my eyes and, you know, I don't do drugs, haven't done drugs in God knows how many years, decades. And then another time we were, Reet and I were going to the airport and Tom drove us. And then all of a sudden he was driving and his arms and the back of his head turned into the red dragon again. And I was just going, okay, I don't get this, but I, you know, and occasionally I see other dragons too, but, you know,
yeah,
I don't claim them, but, you know, the red dragon has been around, so, but it was Tom.
Well, and he might have a red dragon with him.
Yes, he might.
I mean, it might not be him being a dragon. It could be his dragon was showing himself to you or herself to you. Yeah. Well, isn't this interesting today? All right.
Dragons came out to play.
What was that?
The dragons came out to play.
Yeah. And all kinds of other things. So, all right. I'm going to channel the High Council of Rome, but I'm switching things up a little bit based on what my outline is here, just because our flow is different. So one of the things that, and again, probably the High Council of Rome will go into more of this. I'm just reading my notes because, like I said, I'm switching this up right now. Okay. All right. So this is like prior to them, because I don't know what they're going to talk about. They gave me a few things today, but they wanted to break open, you know, because a lot of what we're doing here, aside from, you know, in addition to that very first class that you took around this, is like just continuing to break the sides open, expand what we're experiencing and what our potential is. And, you know, I feel like we've done just really amazing things here with the guidance of the High Council of Orion in terms of just expanding beyond this is how you channel. But what they were saying to me today, which I thought was really fun, is beginning to open up to the fact that, or the idea that channeling is a creative act. And it's act of, on many different levels, it's an act of co-creating with whomever you're channeling. It also can creatively, if you think about the wisdom and the guidance that you've received, it's really, in a sense, bringing some new creative energy into your life so you can either understand differently or heal or release or, you know, whatever it might be, that it really is a creative act. And before I go on, I just want to hear how that lands. How does that resonate with you? Can you relate to it that way? Yeah, thanks. I see some nods. And, you know, when they first said that to me earlier today, I was washing the dishes like I did. I told you last night, like I was washing the dishes and I was talking to Ishtar. What do you want to say? I was talking to the High Council of Orion and I was washing dishes earlier. And I thought, well, I've never thought about channeling that way, but it really is it's a creative interaction. It brings new energy, which is a creative act. The way we're changing our lives, we're recreating, in a sense, ourselves with the way the information and the knowledge, the wisdom, the healing, all of it impacts us. And so to kind of expand, again, our understanding about channeling, to feel that it's co-creation you know, and creations in there. It's a co-creation and a creative act. And yet, and then in addition to that, what they went on to say is to no matter what you're doing in your life, that it can enhance the creative aspect of your life because you are always creating. If you say, well, I don't have a creative job, you know, I just work in this office. I work as an accountant. It's like this, or a lawyer, or a, you know, whatever. And that's not a creative job. Everything's creative. And so that idea of bringing in creative new energy, because anyone who's an artist, like Gina, you're an artist, right? Like, you know, that is a creative co-creative act where it's new energy is coming to life and really beginning. And so as they were talking to me about it, as I was more feeling into the energy of it, I felt it like it was pretty exciting. And to think and feel every time that we are channeling, we're co-creating with whomever or whatever we are channeling. So I'm going to just leave that there for now. And does anyone have any thought or reflection on that? Elizabeth, please go ahead.
Well, I guess because the word partnering was used earlier, I've been thinking about that since that word came up. And I've never really thought of it, of channeling as partnering with them. That to me gives it like a whole different feel of it being not so much me. It's like it's almost like it's another layer of making it not about me, which can make it then even easier. So I guess it would make sense to think that we are creating together, or we're partnering. Like that would then kind of all make sense together. So I've never thought of it like that. So it's definitely rolling over in my mind. So I'm going to be very intrigued to see what the High Council of Ryan has to say. So yeah.
Candace, did you have your hand up?
Yeah, I did. I was like, I'm talking too much, but I do. I feel like that what you just said makes it feel automatically, oh, that can be safe if I'm not just like receiving whatever they have to say, if it's a co-creation. And I think that's what you were telling us in the very beginning.
I didn't use co-creation. Well, maybe I did, but more collaboration.
Yeah, of not just like, oh, they're going to tell you something and then you have to just do it. It's like a conversation. I remember at the time when you shared that was so unexpected to hear that, or that was so new for me. And now, obviously, it's not, but this is kind of feels like a new level of that awareness.
Yeah, great. Anyone else? All right. Okay. So, all right. So what they also want to talk about, I'm going to talk about this and then channel, because this is going to lead us into our shared experience, you know, the breakout rooms, is what they also said was channeling flexibility. And I'm going to let them say more about it, but I'm just going to tell you before we go into it, they're going to ask you to do your channeling a little differently today. Now, I don't know what that means, because you're going to decide. And well, I'll let them talk about it. And the idea isn't like, well, wait a minute, I feel comfortable with this. Why do I have to do it differently? It's again, like continuing to press us open into more capacity, more ability by... this is something we did a number of months back. I don't remember when, but where they started saying, you know, if you're really channeling energy, try to find some words, or if you do a lot of words, try to, you know, see what it's like to feel the energy. We did that, right? In this group. And so the idea of it with that for all of you is that's a form of channeling flexibility. Like, sort of expanding, like, oh, it always has to be words. Well, does it? Or it always has to be energy because I can't get the words. Does it? And so just being open to practicing and, you know, flapping your wings and stretching it a little bit will be helpful to make you an even more expansive, you know, more like comprehensive channel. It's not that what you're channeling isn't good enough yet, but just, you know, excuse me, expanding out what you can do, because it also means, now I don't know exact, I'm semi-channeling the High Council of Orion right now, but part of it also means that you may find a particular situation based on a question that's asked or who you're channeling for, having more ability in your channeling so that you aren't just a one-trick pony, so to speak, just gives you that ability to respond even more. Okay. And I don't know what all that means. That's just what they were saying. So let me just, instead of like hearing them and sharing it, let me just drop into them and see what they want to say. Oh, wait, I didn't share. I have to tell you one thing really quickly. That eclipse, I made it through that eclipse season. I felt okay. And I was shocked about it. But the days afterwards were a little rough for me. And I have to tell you, and especially at night, I asked the High Council of Orion for so many attunements, and I felt it got me through that. This is going back to, you know, the High Council of Orion and attunements. I am so grateful for those. I don't even, honest to God, I don't know. I mean, I know what they say they're doing, but sometimes I don't even feel anything. Sometimes I do like feel energy in a particular way in my body, but sometimes I'm not even aware. But I'm telling you, like, if the energy, I wasn't able to fall asleep, suddenly I'd ask for an attunement, I'd just be out. And it was really so incredible. At some point I'd love to see the, you know, like the sophistication of the energetics of what they're doing, what that is, because I don't know, it really seems to make a difference. Just as a reminder, and that's like my sharing, not so much about channeling, but about just working with the High Council of Orion that way. All right. Greetings, dear ones. We are the High Council of Orion. We're going to begin this transmission by what you might say drawing down, but we wouldn't say that, expanding into this space an infusion is the best way to say it, because your mind gets that. But expanding in to be very inclusive of an awakened field and the qualities of what an awakened field is. And to allow all of that to be felt, experienced, whether it's on a conscious or physiological level, isn't as important as the fact that we would just want to say it's in presence here. Now, does this come in to presence with every transmission, every time we come in and speak to you this way? Yes. Yet when it's explicitly stated like this, we would say it's like the potency of it is stronger. So if your mind, your heart, your energy field is open to receive in this moment, you may do so. We're actually going to take a little divergent step, even from all the things that we shared earlier with Holly. because those can be discussed at a different time. And there's been a lot of conversation around it already. What we want to bring in this moment, we would say, is what you wouldn't classically think of as channeling, yet we're going to explain it in this context because it actually is, because it's an invitation to connect and receive from the field around you, which is exactly what channeling is. So if you connect with the awakened field, you might say the unified field. But if you connect with specifically within the unified field, the frequency of the awakened state, which is not the entire field. It's not, if you take the unified field, the awakened state is a particular vibrational frequency, highly refined. But in this moment, as you are immersed in that frequency, and it's something you yourself can do by feeling yourself through your awareness and your choice to expand into the frequency of the awakened state. So we're having these pauses for you to feel some of this. And we're going to take you through an experience of this in a moment. And as you open up to this field of the awakened state, there are the awakened state is a comprehensive field of energy. We experience it as one vibration, but it's made up of lots of different frequencies. And what we're going to do right now is have you bring to mind one area of your life where you're seeking growth, next steps, transformation, healing, release, however you want to look at. There's some area of your life where it would be fun to experience something different. No judgment about better or worse. I mean, of course, you want to go in the direction of what is better, but it's not needing to come from a place that something's broken and need to be fixed. So bring something to mind like that right now. It can be quite small. For those of you overachievers, we say with love and care, you can choose your hardest thing if you want also. And create that invitation to expand into the vibrational frequency of the awakened state. And while you're in that field, dropping your awareness into your heart, ask to receive a frequency from within this awakened field, the awakened state, that will support your transition, transformation, evolution, however you want to look at it, to vibrate in the direction that you'd like to be moving with that one thing. Does that make sense? And as you ask, open up to just receive, feel. notice if you're aware of any shifts in the moment. And then coming back to, you can stay in because you already are in this vibrational frequency of the awakened consciousness. The awakened state is the best way we could say it. The awakened experience. But bring yourself more back into awareness of your humanity, if you will. Creating an invitation within your physical body, your mind, your emotions, your energy field to anchor in the frequency that was received. And as you're in the state of your more human relational awareness, still connected to this awakened state, open up to receive the answer to the question, is receiving this frequency enough, or is there something I should be doing in my everyday life to anchor even more strongly this vibrational frequency? And then taking a nice breath in and out. The breath just brings you back in. And when you're ready, open your eyes, coming back to this moment. And we'll ask how that experience was for you, just in brief. Anyone can go ahead and open their microphone.
Yeah, it's Gina. I was working with what I asked Ishtar about last night, the grief and loss. And I just felt the energy of it, which is sort of a sicky, icky feeling. And I allowed that to be shifted. And it did. It lightened up, which was really nice. It was very subtle and gentle, but it definitely shifted.
Thank you.
It's Mireille. I felt like a column of light reaching my heart chakra, and I could feel the warmth. And all around was cold. I could feel the cold, but that from that column of light, it was really warm. So it was very interesting.
Beautiful. Thank you.
So, Elizabeth, and for me, it was a calming feeling, like to move into that awakened state. It's like bringing everything back to neutrality, remembering everything is neutral, and being in that state of calmness. And letting go of the worry, letting go of the judgments, letting go of all false beliefs, et cetera, et cetera. Remembering to go back there can just release so much just in that, just by that process.
Beautiful.
And I don't have to think about it so much or worry about it so much and just be. So very inward, calming experience.
This is Reet. I actually couldn't track the words very well that were being spoken, but I just said, just relax into it. And I was receiving kind of a little nudge of doing something that I was, it looks like I'm headed that way anyway, but it was just the energy of, yeah, it could work out that way. It was some little, but I was like, I don't know what she said. I don't know what they're talking about. So it was like, let the brain go, let the heart open. And it felt very calming and comforting. And oh, yeah, it's cool.
Wonderful.
I had the experience of basically asking to have more energy, because I have a bunch of stuff to do and I just wanted more energy. And I just felt like I got a blast of yay, joy, you know, and it was like happy. And eventually it was calming and serene, and it gave me things to do to help boost my energy when I think I'm flagging. Say you can do this, this, and this. This will help you increase your energy when you think you're just want to collapse. So, and it was just, but the happiness about it, the energy was really wonderful and joyful. So,
wonderful vibrational field to be in, correct?
Yes.
Which is energizing.
It is.
Wonderful.
This is Andrea. Typically, I didn't ask for myself. I asked for one of our little ratty people. And then I realized that it was actually supposed to be for me. And I couldn't decide what part of my body. And I just went, just do the whole body. And I'm noticing that my neck feels better, which is really great because it was kind of stiff and hurty.
Beautiful.
It was nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Candace, and I'm glad that you said you can make it your most difficult thing, because I was like, oh, but I want to. It's like, okay, thanks for the permission. So I did my neck, and what came up was around my mother, and I thought it was doing my neck, but it turned out to be suffer with her. So I just invited the awakened state to the consciousness of that to support me with processing what was coming up. And it just felt supportive, and it felt like there's a lot of potential to go deeper with it. And then it also just the whole thing just felt so natural, like, oh, I've done this before kind of feeling. It felt really good. And then what was really wonderful though was how to anchor it in. What came up was say, do mantras and chants. I was like, mantras and chants? Like, okay, so you want me to like show look up on the internet and like find mantras and chants to anchor this in? Or can I just channel them? And it's like, no, you can channel them. So that felt really good because I do the light language and singing and stuff just naturally. So it felt so good to be to see that as being supportive of my awakened state, anchoring in my awakened state.
Wonderful. Was that everyone?
Oh, yes. Thank you. That was it. Thank you.
We're going to end right now our transmission with Be Blessed, We Are the High Council of Orion. That was wildly unexpected. Okay. Throw out the agenda. We're just going to do that instead. I enjoyed that. Oof. Yeah, that was because as I was channeling them, I was trying to do it along, you know, for myself also. That was interesting. That was fun. All right. All right. So we have 45 minutes to go. And I am now officially tossing out what we were going to do for our channeling thing because their message didn't come through the right way. Or not the right, no, it came through beautifully. That was incredible. It didn't come through as planned relative to what your sort of assignment was going into your breakout rooms. But so I'm going to give you a choice. We have an, yeah, wait, 257. Okay. So how do you want to just go into your rooms and just channel whatever you want? Is everyone feeling good with practicing it that way? Or do, because I'll, their message was going to be about, you know, channeling flexibility and how, what can you, you know, think about how you personally regularly channel, like what is your go-to way of channeling? And giving you a little bit of time to think about what else, like maybe you've seen in your channeling practice or in these calls, how have you seen it, somebody doing something different than what you do? Like maybe if you only bring through two or three words, what if you started to try to bring more words through, more description through? Or, and like I said before, as an example, maybe you are really more into the energy and not so much the words. Challenge yourself to bring in some more words or, you know, what can you break open to do it slightly differently than, or even in channeling flexibility could be, I feel most comfortable channeling this one being or group and, but I know there are these other ones around, opening up to channeling someone or something slightly different. So that, yeah, go ahead, Gina.
I was just thinking it would be interesting to just go into the awakened state and channel from there.
Yeah.
Because that would be, you know, flexibility. It's just a different way of approaching it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And okay. And because of the configuration here, we either have two groups of two and one of three, or we have one group of four and one of three. So there's another option. We have all these choices. I just don't want to take too long. So you have plenty of time to channel is you could do some round robin channeling like you've done before. Like one person is the receiver and then whoever else is in the group each gives a message. And the person who is receiving the channeling could either ask a question or not, if they, depending on whether they have one or they just want to hear whatever's going to come through. And I know that you, I think we've done that once before, maybe twice. And it seemed like everyone enjoyed that also. So we have that option as well. Anyone want to chime in? Or do you want, I could just break you up into a group of four and a group of three, and then you can just go do whatever the heck you want in there. Even gossip if you want, and I won't even know. I'm just kidding. Plan your Christmas list together. All right. Anyone have any thoughts or feedback on that?
I personally like the smaller groups, but okay with either.
Okay, how many would like two groups of two and one group of three, smaller groups? Okay, then we're going to do smaller groups. Majority wins. Okay, so we'll do two, two, and three. Okay. Are you okay being in a group of two or three, Elizabeth? Okay, is everyone who wanted a smaller group better? Are you all good with two, two, or three? Okay, because otherwise I just have to, I might need to. So that's three rooms. Okay, so here we go. Assigning automatically. Wait, I got it. It's always interesting. Although so many of you channel together, it's like I can't mix it up. So you guys, like, you know, let me just see how it shows. Okay, that's good. All right. So it's 20 minutes after the hour now. And so we'll probably come back at 10 minutes to the hour. So depending on the size of your group, you just know how to kind of manage the time around that, right? Go have fun. I can't wait to hear what you do. We have so many choices now, don't we? I'll see you soon. Bye.
That's really interesting, given that in the channeling that we did, green light came into her ancestral line for healing.
Yeah, you looked like you had like a green filter over yourself. That's very cool. And also, I have like the participants' names and everything over the chat when we're on here. So I didn't see that Elizabeth says she has dragons and Mireille has dragons. So like, we're the dragon people. I love that. So yes, Andrea.
Well, when you were talking about dragons, at some point I looked up in the sky and I saw a dragon in the sky, which I've never seen before. And I went, no, that was a bird. And then I got, no, that was a dragon. So there were two. There was a big one. And then there was a little one when you finished the High Council of Orion channeling that flew through. And then the dragons wanted to talk to Candace because I was in a room with Candace. And then she did a light language channeling for me, and I could feel the vibrational download of the light language that she was giving me that literally brought me to tears.
Wow, beautiful.
It was amazing. Nice. And we talked a lot about dragons, and I have dragons and she has dragons and life is good. Thank you.
Family. Yeah. Thanks for sharing. Anyone else want to share anything? Candace, do you want to unmute yourself?
Yeah, I'll share it. Cause we're paired up. Yeah, that was really special. And I just had I asked, I'm like, am I a dragon? Because I've been asking that question of myself. I'm like, I just feel so connected. I don't know. It's just so deep. And so the answer we got was like a yes. And we've been waiting forever for you to realize. And anyway, so there's much more exploration to do around this. And I was like, well, am I a dolphin too then? Like, and it was like, well, yeah. So there's more. And anyways, I don't want to talk forever, but it was really cool. And I'm really excited about it. And can I ask this question? Not yet. Okay, I'm not going to ask what I was going to ask. But yeah, it was really good. And then, yes, I wanted to do light language transmission because that was what came up for how to anchor in the awakened state. And so I was like, I'm just going to do it. And it took some courage because I thought she wanted words or whatever. And I just sang to her and sang the dragons like into flying around her and gracing her and being with her. And obviously it really like moves you. And so I just feel very, very privileged and also like just very excited to play more and to do more of this because it feels so good to me and so easy for me. Like I know how to do it.
Yeah, great. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anyone else?
I thought it was really fun, and I asked to have more visuals because that's not normally a thing, and I got good. For Elizabeth, I just saw her little microbiome, gut microbiome dancing and jumping. And because she was asked about her stomach, and I was like, they're dancing. They want to be dance. You know, they want you to dance with them and honor them and talk to them. And for Carol, I got this like a blast, like at a stadium, the big loudspeakers, this blast of light and love and big words. And it was like, oh, that was cool. You know, so it was very fun. It was very, and I received enough to make me cry from my receiving, you know, so it was really lovely. I really enjoy the round robin-y stuff.
Good. Excellent. Anyone else feel called? I mean, obviously we know we not everyone has to, and it's fine. Just want to create the space if you want to. Your hand up?
Yeah, so I was in the group of three, so it was we did the round robin, which was a lot of fun. And it's short messages too, which sometimes is easier. And it was really good. I can tend to talk a lot in my messages, so the opposite for me would be to do fewer words. And so what I noticed in what I was sharing, there were a couple of statements that were very impactful. And I could kind of see the fluff around the other words. So I could talk less, but sometimes I like over-explain myself. So I was noticing that in the channeling, and I know Carol picked out a gem of one of the things that I said and just one statement. Well, if that was all I had to say to her, that would have been all I would have needed to say. So it was kind of interesting to observe that.
Love it. Love it. Stretching in a different kind of way than you would imagine, right? For if you say a lot, what can you do with less? Yeah, that's nice. All right. Well, this has been fun and unexpected. And I hope you've all enjoyed it too. I'm definitely going to be playing with what the High Council of Orion brought through with, you know, expanding into that awakened state and working with that seems like fun. And just so it's said, I've been in communication with the guy who helps out with this, and the other videos he has, he said he'll get them done by the end of the week. I'm going to toss this in right away tonight and say, could you please do this one also? We'll see if he can. Based on, you know, obviously he doesn't work just for me. He works for a lot of people. He doesn't actually do that much work for me. So hopefully maybe this will get posted very quickly. I mean, by the end of the week, which would be quick for us these days, right? So anyway, it's just always such a pleasure, a joy. I love the magic of what comes through when we're all together. And I hope you have a great week. And reminder, the Art of Channeling reunion is next Thursday evening, not tomorrow, but in a week from if you've signed up for it. So we'll just see how that goes, you know. And I haven't tracked how many people have signed up for it yet. There will be another reminder email coming out for people to register, but I know it will be a good time with the High Council of Orion and everyone who chooses to be there. So just a quick reminder around all that.
Does it bother you if we've registered twice? I have no idea if I've registered.
No.
Does it interfere with any tracking or anything?
Okay. I don't. No. No, it won't. It'll just show up twice in the booking system, but I don't.
Okay.
No, if you're not, well, I'll look after we get off and I'll send you an email if you haven't registered. If you don't hear from me, it means you've registered. Is that good? Okay. All right. Have a beautiful evening and the rest of your week. Take care, everyone. Love you all.